I'm gonna take my bra off because it's too hot.
You guys, I can't.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Tits out.
Tits out. Okay.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. We're going braless and nips.
I mean,
free. Free the nip.
Really? Why?
I'm wearing my Skims.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Skims. So
you're comfy.
Hear that little pop.
All right.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Thank you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Do you have anything you want to kick off with?
No.
We're both just like staring at each other.
I know. Someone usually has something to say. We haven't done an episode like this in a while, which is kind of crazy.
Yes. We are doing... Well, have we ever done empties?
I feel like we have had to have done one at least. I don't know.
We feel like we give you guys advice on things that we've been initially trying for a while, but we never reveal like the products that we use to the last drop.
We really should do it at least once a month, or like frequently
every quarter,
like instead of a wife.
Yeah,
you know?
Uh-huh.
Because there's nothing more meaningful and, you know, no better endorsement than a finished product.
I concur.
Right?
I concur. Yes, exactly. So,
well, we'll see. We'll see how well this one does.
So we have 10 products that we're going to be listing and explaining why we continue to use them and if we will pick it up again.
Yeah.
Because maybe not. Maybe we'll be like, we liked it, but is it enough for us to want to go back?
Ooh, that's a, you know, I didn't even think about that. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, let's define the relationship. Mm-hmm, are we we a long term? Are we just a summer romance?
It's gonna take a lot for us to actually repurchase. Let's be real.
True.
So let's see.
Facts. Facts. No printer.
Okay. So Kirby and I have each picked 5 products.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the same.
Yep.
Should we start off with that one?
Yes.
So we both finished the Rode Barrier Repair Cream. Shocker.
We both finished it, but I will say mine was the lab sample.
Mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've had it for a while.
Yes. We've had it since March. I've been using it interchangeably with like a bunch of other moisturizers, but sometimes I do that a lot based on what we're testing, but sometimes I'm like, yeah, this isn't doing it for me. I've tried it for 2 weeks. I've tried it for a month. I don't like it. It's going. It's gone. Or I'm
totally.
I'm gifting it to a friend who doesn't mind that it's been like partially used.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This, yeah, there were so many reasons why I kept coming back to this one. One being, I think, you know, we mentioned this a million times already, but it's just, it's so gentle and reliable. When your skin is angry, when your skin is good, when your skin is oily, when it's dry, like you can use it and you know it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So like no matter, especially like traveling, no matter the climate or the state of your skin, like you know that you can use it and it'll be fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciated that. And I loved that it was travel friendly. It is, right? Because I traveled with it.
Yep.
So, you know, pop it in your bag. I especially liked it for this warmer weather we're having.
It's too hot.
It's too hot, you guys.
Global warming is real.
Let's take care of that stat.
Let's get some bills in place. Didn't they approve that it was like split in the House? And then
Kamala was like,
There we go. We're fixing climate change. Are going to try, at least. Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. It's not available again. BRC and I think literally any road product, they restocked July 25th. They are completely sold out again, which is not a bad problem to have as a new company. You know what I think is so interesting about Rode is that they easily could have launched in a Sephora or Ulta and they decided not to.
Mm-hmm. They were like, we don't need y'all.
I mean, think about it. Think about, like, what other celebrity brands haven't initially launched? Like, Pharrell didn't. Halsey didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, Selena, Fenty, J-Lo, Scarlett Johansson. Like, for a month, they weren't in a store, but then they immediately went to Sephora. You know what I mean?
Makes sense. Strategically, and to have the support, and to be able to especially be in stores and, you know, have that presence when you walk in. But, yeah, I also, if I were Hailey Bieber and a person on her team, would be confident that we wouldn't need a retailer.
Wait, is Lauren Rothberg private on Instagram?
No, she's not.
Y'all, Lauren Rothberg is my new muse. I'm obsessed with this woman. Okay, she's part of the Rode team. She's like head of brand at Rode. Where was she before? Reformation?
She was at Reformation, but she was also, I think, somewhere else in between. And she's, in addition to running Rode, like, owns her own, like, company.
Yes.
Of, like, consulting brands and helping launch from the ground up.
This woman, first of all, Leo energy, just celebrated a birthday. But, like, I don't usually, like, DM people stories of other people. Like, I'm, like, I'll casually observe and be like, oh, you know, nice. Literally all hers, I'm, like, DMing to Sarah, like, this woman's life is truly, first of all, impeccable fashion, has the most amazing clothes I've ever seen in my life. I just, everything she wears, I'm like, get on my body. But she also just knows how to brand, man.
Yeah. She's got a...
Brands be branding, and she knows how to do it.
Very strong brand. But even if she is a Leo, like, she's very humble.
Yeah, she's not like a... She shines through her wardrobe, but she seems very, very humble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, every time we've interacted with her...
Like, she lets her work do the talking.
Speak for itself. Mm-hmm. Correct. She's not like, look at me.
Right. Yes. And her fabulous star-studded wedding was recently featured in Vogue. So if you are curious, just...
Yeah, there was a whole TikTok about it.
I mean, there was?
There was like a whole TikTok breakdown of
Lauren's
wedding.
That's amazing.
And people were losing their shit.
That's amazing.
I mean, yeah, rightfully so. Rightfully it was so. Incredible.
I'm going to take my bra off because it's too hot. You guys, I can't.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Tits out.
Tits out. Okay.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. We're going braless and nips.
I mean.
Free. Free the nip.
Really? Why? Why?
I'm wearing my Skims.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Skims, so.
You're comfy.
Hear that little pop.
All right. So, unfortunately, you can't buy this, but when it restocks, Kirby, how much is it?
So, the Barrier Restore Cream, or the BRC, which was my favorite product.
Mm-hmm. It was.
From the launch. Although, I will say the peptide glazing fluid is truly chef's kiss. I'm still using my lab sample of that one. I can't wait to bust into, like, the actual product.
I'm pretty much, like, I could have talked about that one on this episode, too. I'm pretty much done.
I'm almost out of the peptide lip treatment, but I have multiple.
Yes.
So same. I'm just like, it's not technically an empty, I guess. IDK.
Right.
Anyways, the whole line's great. And if you can get your hands on it, I would.
And just quickly going over what's in it. Shea butter, squalane, which now I'm like, are you sourcing from Biossance, Amyris? Likely. Because literally everyone does. Peptides, acai, and niacinamide.
Yep. And I know we did our trademark infringement episode with Alexa Agliamgelino. And to follow up on that, I think the judge threw it out. Right?
Mm. Yeah, I think so. I think, like, she didn't technically win, but...
She didn't win, but they threw out...
She didn't lose.
Rode Fashion's case because they have, I don't even think they have a fashion trademark right now, but she has the trademark for skincare and yeah. they didn't feel that overlapped. So just FYI on that. Okay, moving forward. Sarah, what else did you finish?
I have been using this wonderful brow gel, which I always have at least like 5 different brow gels on rotation, especially now that my brows are laminated, which, by the way, if you get your brows laminated or want to, just know that like you still have to style it and you still have to set it with a brow gel. Like it's not going to just, you're not going to wake up and it's not going to be like quote unquote laminated. Like that's not what's happening.
Because you had your brows laminated by Jared Bailey.
Yes, I had my brows laminated by Jared. If you want to see the video of the process, Refinery did a video and I posted on my Instagram page. I've heard some mixed reviews from people that it like didn't work for them, but everyone who... So they, like 3 other people on the Refinery team did it, loved it, said they've never like received more compliments on their brows. Same with me. A girlfriend of mine went to go get it done last weekend and she says she's obsessed. So I think like if you want that, you know, full fluffy brow look, like definitely check it out. And it's temporary. It lasts 6 weeks, so, or even less than that. So worth a shot. That all said, I've been using so many brow gels because of it. And one of them is Kimiko's Brow Sensei. And this was recommended to me by both Amanda and Megan on the Refinery team, which I was like, oh, that's so crazy. Cause like I've heard of Kimiko, but there's just so many brow gels. There's so many brow gels right now. But I was like, okay, well, if you both love it, then I'm going to try it. And I love it. They call it a gel-based eyebrow styler, not like a brow gel. I think because not only do they market it as like a gel to set your brows and style your brows, but it also has like peptides, plant extracts, like some antioxidants in there to help, you know, like strengthen your brows, which, you know, it takes a long time to see whether or not that is actually affecting my brow growth. And again, I'm using different brows, but sure. Like, why not? Like, it makes me feel better using it, knowing that it's got those lovely ingredients in it. It's formulated in Japan. The founder of the brand is, like, a makeup artist. And, you know, is Japanese, went to Japan to formulate this product. Yeah, I love how thin the applicator is. Because I found that with some other brow gels, it can be too thick, you know, when you're applying it to your eyebrows and then it gets all over the place. Then you have to like wipe it off and sort of like start over, or it sets too quickly and then you didn't brush it quick enough and then it's kind of in a funky place, you know. Like this one is just like really flexible and soft, but it's going to help to hold your brows. It's not going to be like brow freeze. It's definitely lighter than the Refi brow gel. It's similar to like the Benefit brow setter, but I would say it's a little bit more. So it's like in between, which is why I like it a lot. It does not come in any colors. It's just transparent. So do my brows, like fill it in with pencil or powder or whatever, and then I'll set it.
Okay, so it's $35 though. So if you were going to
purchase it again,
buy this again, what are your thoughts?
I would buy this again if I were someone who has a difficult time finding a brow gel that works for my brow hair type. If you like brow setter but you want something a little bit stronger, I would consider this one. If you are looking for something really strong like a ABH, I would skip this one. You will, I think, go through it quite quickly. So it is more of an investment. But if you care, you know, about the formula and you like the precision, I would look into this. Okay, Kirby, what's on your list?
Okay, next, I've talked about this brand before. We've had the founder on. It's Virtue Recovery Conditioner. Basically, my entire shower at this point is Virtue. I am a huge fan of this brand. I have extensions, which you would think like may not get as ratty as like your natural hair, but as it turns out, because my extensions cover a lot of my natural hair stays like almost pristine and my extensions just get out of control. So I do not wash my hair all that often, maybe 3 times a week max, but I'm able to use conditioner regularly with that regimen because of the Virtue Recovery Conditioner. It doesn't weigh down my hair. I only apply it to the ends. It really does help seal the cuticle. It has the proprietary alpha keratin 60KU protein that Virtue is known for. And it smells incredible. I think the like olfactory scent, is that what it is? What's the term? Olfactory? What is sure. it? I don't know.
Fragrant?
It's like olfactory. What the fuck is it? We just talked about it on the mosquito episode. Olfactory scent. Like what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Oh, fuck it. I'm going to say it. Whatever. People are going to be like,
it's right.
Fucking
it's idiot. Right. It's right.
The olfactory scent makes me keep using it because I just am obsessed with that particular scent. It's yuzu and coconut. So it has like a tropical moment. It is an investment when it comes to hair products. And listen, like, I love OGX. I love, like, more mid-tier products like Way as well. But I think the brands that I just consistently use on a regular basis in terms of hair care are Virtue, Living Proof, R&Co, and K18. Like, those are my go-tos. And The shampoo is equally as great. Their whole line is just really incredible. Take a look at Virtue. Learn more about them. Listen to our episode with Melissa, the founder, if you want to learn more. But there is a reason why this product is just incredible. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I love that brand too, especially after we had her on. I started using like their 6-in-1 styler or whatever that product is.
Yeah.
So good.
They just launched a frizz product.
Oh.
Which is incredible. It's a frizz spray. And a lot of their products, it's... What's the term when they don't mix together? You have to shake them.
Like you have to activate it?
You have to activate it, but there's a specific term. I am blanking on it. I don't remember. I'm sure some of you are like screaming it from the top of your lungs, but it's been a long week already for me. But you have to activate it, so you shake it. It's great. I love their split end serum too. I've
love that.
Mentioned it as a wife before. And I literally talk about this brand so much, they reached out and they're like, can we just send you the salon sizes? So now I'm fully stocked.
That's amazing. And I look
like I'm about to like chop people's hair off and like give them a color correction in my shower.
That's amazing. I love that.
Thrilled about it. Product number 3 for Sarah Tan.
Okay, so I'm certain I have spoken about this product already as a wife, but it's been a while and I can't remember. So, but I actually finished it. So,
That's hard.
I know. Hard for a complexion product, but it just goes to show. I keep going back to this. So, the Beauty Blender Bounce Skin Tint, always on Radiant Skin Tint.
Okay.
Love me a skin tint.
Yes, you do.
It's very breathable, which we all know my dry skin loves. It's very buildable as well. So I think that's why I tend to use it so much, is because I can use it, you know, day to day for Zoom, for whatever, going to meetings. But then if I'm going out at night, I still use it and I'll just like layer it on a little bit more. And I have so many foundations and I'm trying a bunch right now too. And I keep coming back to this one also because I like that it's called Always On Radiant. It does make you look, it's not dewy. You're not going to look shiny, but it does give you a glow. Like it just makes you look like nice and hydrated. I don't know what oily skin people think about this, but it does say on Sephora that it's best for combination skin. So it's just a very like natural finish.
What's the texture of this? Is it an oil?
No.
Is it like Ilia?
It's not like Ilia. No. Okay. It is just like it's in between a liquid and a skin tint, in my opinion. Like it's not as thin as like the new Summer Friday skin tint.
Okay.
But it's not as thick as like some, like their Bounce foundation. It's definitely, I think that's why they call it a skin tint. But I find that it provides like so much more coverage than most skin tints that you would try. What I also really love about the product is that even though it is a skin tint, it doesn't really move or transfer in the way that some skin tints often do. I don't find that like I really need to set it with anything unless, you know, I'm wanting to wear it for a few hours or whatever, then I'll maybe I'll use a little bit of powder or setting spray. But it lasts for me, like, as long as I need it to. And not that I care, but it does have, like, hyaluronic acid in it. It comes in 20 different shades.
Which is a lot for a skin tint.
Yeah. And, you know, Beauty Blender had...
It's after they got shamed for their their launch
was
that
it the
one
bounce?
Year. It was the Bounce Foundation. People were shaming foundation. Them for, I guess, they like launched 30 shades, but there was not like enough deep shades or something.
Yeah, it was like a lot in the middle.
Yeah.
Did I say I'm medium 2 is my shade, and I find that it's like perfect for me. I love it if you're going to go out to dinner and you don't want to like wear a ton of makeup, but you want to look like cute for a photo. Can you hear Zoe? Sorry if you can hear Zoe.
Yes.
It's $29, so I feel like, I don't know.
That's maybe like normal Sephora price at this point. If you shop at Sephora, that's not outrageous for a Sephora shopper.
Do you think that's like the most common price point for a product in Sephora, $29?
I honestly feel, I'm not fucking making up my opinions here. I feel like Sephora's sweet spot is $29.
Yeah, there's some like psychology behind it.
If there's an avid Sephora shopper and you go in, you're not like, oh my God, $29 for a foundation. But if you regularly shop at CVS or Target or something, you're like $29. You know
totally.
What I mean?
Totally.
So it really depends on your shopping habits and where you shop.
Yeah. And then I think too, because it is like under 30, you're like, yeah, well, that seems okay. And it's lasted me a really long time.
I also think in comparison, so when I think of the number 24, I always think of Benefit Cosmetics because they always price their stuff at either $18 or $24. Oh. I'm pretty sure Gimme Brow is $24.
Uh-huh.
So if Gimme Brow was $24 and this skin tint is $29, I feel like that's like a major value for a Sephora.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
No, for sure. Yeah, that's
so, you're like,
so
okay.
Funny. Oh my, we should do a whole episode on like how brands decide to price products.
Agreed. I think that would be brilliant.
It's so
very,
fascinating.
Very fascinating because I'm obsessed with it.
And sometimes just completely arbitrary.
Yeah, you're like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Like, this makes like, zero sense.
$64.
Like, why? What is it? 64. Literally, so many products are $64. I'm not even kidding. It drives me mad. I'm like, yeah.
Why? How'd you come up with that number?
I feel like it's like divisional by 8. It's like 48. Well, not.
Or there's like an
8. Or like
12.
Or 12.
Or even.
Yeah. It's like.
No, but then 29's odd. I don't know, man. We gotta have who do we have on? Is there like a merchandiser?
Someone call a merchandiser.
I don't know.
Anyways, this is incredible.
I love it.
So basically, if you like the Cream Bounce foundation, which I did, I freaking loved that foundation. I feel like this is like it's
the lighter weight sister.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not the big guns.
Not the big guns. This is the skin tint version of that.
Okay, great. Also, it has some legit good reviews on Sephora. It's so interesting that it's like verified purchase.
Yeah, I know. It's weird that they have to say that.
Because not all of them are verified, but it's like verified purchase. Like somebody actually went into a store or ordered it online and is like reviewing it.
That's saying something.
Yep. So I never write reviews on anything, but I loved this product so much I had to. Wow, wow, wow. And then there's like a ton
of
photos of people wearing it and it looks good. My next product is a Charlotte Palomino original. It's Dew Skin Deliverance Trinity Serum. This product is $69. You can get it $60 with their subscription. This was their second product to launch. They initially launched the reusable eye patches. Then they came out with Deliverance. This is literally the only CBD product. Well, not the only. But one of the two CBD products that I actually see legitimate benefits from. And this is because Joyce, Marta, and Charlotte do an incredible job of educating their audience and their community about not only like what ingredients go into this brand and these products, but also like if you go to their website and you look up Deliverance, I'm just going to read the website. It says, with one of the first clinicals on what dose of cannabinoids works to calm skin, learn more about the clinical and the actives in this product, as well as FAQs and price transparency. So they tell everybody, like, okay, this is how much it costs to make do. This is the cost of packaging. This is what we sell it for. So we can, like, actually run a business, which I think is brilliant.
We love transparency.
They also donate a monthly contribution, $1 of every sale of Deliverance, to the Flore Coalition, which is an anti-racist collective of small businesses supporting and funding equity-oriented actions via monthly donations and social campaigns. I think this is really important, especially when, okay, so CBD is not THC, right? But, like, THC, people are still going to jail for, you know, having weed on them. You know what I mean? And so I think there's a lot of conversation around...
And a specific community of people are going to jail for it.
Correct. So it's like, you're making profit off of, you know, cannabinoids, which, again, CBD does not get you high, but it's still kind of like, it's like, oh, this is okay to actually, you know, give back is really important. They're just as much about advocacy as they are about education. On top of that, the product fucking works. Like, I don't know how else to put it. It really actually works. I got through it. I thank God had another bottle. I'm going through it again. I can't tell you how many times I'm just, like, lurking in Facebook groups on, you know, my private account where people are like, I need a new serum. I don't know what to try. I have irritated skin. And, like, I would bet, like, 3 out of every 10 recommendations is due. It's just they've done an incredible job of creating a community and creating a product that, like, legitimately delivers. So if you have irritated skin that's constantly just red, inflamed, you have uneven tone, you're dealing with texture issues, this is a serum that I would try. It plays so, so well with everything else in your regimen. It the texture is really milky. It melts into the skin. I actually apply this before I put on my tretinoin. To kind of, like, give it a little buffer. And if you want a good moisturizer, Instant Angel is also incredible. The ingredients are 1% encapsulated hemp complex, which is clinically studied to calm and soothe the skin, and then the 3% water lily complex, which I think works so well at soothing irritation. And when they those things are both called complex, and then they, like, on the website are like complex. Complexes are blends of ingredients at percent concentrations clinically studied internally or by suppliers. It's like, thank you for explaining that. You've probably, if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably been told about Deliverance, been told about Dew Skin, all of that great stuff. But yeah, now it's time. Now it's time for you to actually
purchase. You even get it though?
Yes, it's okay. Available right now. Okay. It's literally available. It was sold out for a really long time. But now you can actually, it's available. And okay. But they only do U.S. shipping. Sorry, international friends. I think it's because of the cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
So hard. It's hard to say when you, like, have already messed it up. The first, you know,
Sarah,
what I mean?
I swear to God, it's my lip flip. I can't fucking talk anymore. I don't even know. I'm like, I can't even press my top lip to my bottom lip anymore. This is crazy. The price of beauty, it's affecting my podcast. Okay, so anyways, it's a great, it has the CBD essentially in it, and that was easy.
So good. CBD.
CBD, so CBD. It's not going international. It's not going international yet. Just FYI. There you go. Okay, we are back.
So I got a body, yaddy product I want to talk about.
Oh, body, yaddy.
Kirby, yes. Have you tried Uni yet?
Uni? Oh, no. Products. Okay, I really wanted to go to this lunch. You went to this lunch, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to this lunch. It was at the founder's fabulous home off like Mulholland or wherever. It was like quintessential LA. She is from New Zealand, I believe. So lovely. But besides all that cool stuff, so Uni, they call themselves the first the world's first closed loop body care system. So we featured them when we did our like sustainable beauty package earlier this year, because I really just loved like everything that they were all about. They make their products with upcycled ingredients. They package using recycled aluminum bottles, and they are all like refillable packaging. They have these really like chic looking dispensers that you can just twist the refillable component into, whether it's the body wash or a lotion or the shampoo. And then when you're done with it, you unscrew it, throw the bottle in your curbside recycling bin, and then refill. And, you know, they give you a discount. So I love all the products. I've been using the lotion, the shampoo, and the body wash. But the body wash I went through like super, super quickly. It reminds me a lot of like Necessaire. We talk about this all the time, how important it is for like our body wash, especially, or our the products we use in the shower, even our shampoos, to smell good. And they spent so much time formulating the scent profile for all of their products. I think she worked with, I can't even remember who it was, but it was someone that worked for some sort of like big house that was like the nose of a house. And she like was like, I really like, it's really important for me that these products smell like elevated, which is why I think you're going to really like these products. So number one, that's like, aside from like the sustainability of it all, like the smell of it is just so good. So there's like chamomile, geranium, and hazelnut is the scent profile, but it's got like lavender and sandalwood and amber in it. And so it just smells so good and clean, like very bright. There are also some like really interesting ingredients in it that are from Australia and that part of the world. So there's Australian caviar lime, which helps to like brighten and tone. They have this, their, I think, proprietary uni marine complex, which is supposed to help, you know, moisturize, hydrate, and protect against environmental stressors. And then it's got like Tasmanian sea kelp in it. It's just, it's, but again, even all those things aside, it's just such a lovely experience to use it. And I like look forward to using it. And I went through it so quickly. Oh, it also has aloe vera in it, which is nice. So the bottle is expensive. It's $30. If you subscribe, you'll get a slight discount, 10% off. It's $27. I would say it lasted me probably a month and a half, 2 months. So like that, you know.
Isn't that normal?
Yeah, that's normal, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's normal.
But I don't know. Sometimes I just like have things in the shower and I just use it because it's there, you know. But this one, I was like, I couldn't wait every time to use it. It smells like a spa, which is really nice. It looks like
the dispenser is on sale right now from $15 to $3.
Oh, the dispenser is so nice because you literally just pump it.
Yeah, and then you take the refill out and then you put the new refill in and then you keep the same.
So you don't,
pump.
You know, you leave it on like your shower shelf or whatever, pump it. It's just so easy. You don't have to like squeeze it out of the bottle or anything like that.
For me, while the sustainability component is obviously like important, I think like the selling point is the ingredient profile, because a lot of these I'm not seeing in every single body wash. You know what I mean?
Right. It's very unique.
Yeah. When you said like the Tasmanian sea kelp, the Australian caviar lime extract, I know plum is kind of getting popular, but that's a point of differentiation where I'm like, oh, I am not seeing a lot of these ingredients all over the place, especially when it's like a new brand and there's like an investment that kind of leans, you know, with this purchase. So
totally.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah. And sorry. So I think you can recycle the aluminum bottles, but you can also send it back.
Yes.
So that they can refill it, which is great.
Yeah.
Love how it smells.
If you're a Glamgelino, will you please call our hotline and let us know if you engage in refills?
Yeah. Like if you actually take the steps to send something back.
I would really love to know. Because I was talking to a brand founder about this recently. I don't think the general population is there yet. I think that the general population loves to gripe about how nothing is sustainable and like.
But then they don't really They're too lazy to act.
But then they don't do the work. Yes. I wonder if that means, like, maybe retail-wise, we're going to see a difference, almost like a co-op where, like, you bring in your bottle, you fill up your aluminum bottle with, you know what I mean? Like, well, we see Uni at, like, a retailer soon where you go in and fill it up yourself.
That would be great. I know that some, you know, retailers already do that and certain brands do that, but I think it's just, it needs to be a mass retailer. It needs to be an Ulta. It needs to be a Sephora.
Yeah, it has to be something like
that. Yeah, it has to, and it has to be easy. Like, it has to be, like, close by, walk in, you're able to pump it up. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be, like, unfortunately, like, sending things back is really hard for someone. It's even hard for me.
Listen.
Like, it sits in the corner of my room for, like, months.
I don't have, like, even to send a letter, people. Like, I live in a apartment community, and it's lovely, but I don't have, like, an outgoing mailbox. Like, I have to have to go to the effing mail or find, like, a mailbox on the corner.
That's too hard.
That's what I'm saying.
That's too hard.
And I guarantee you other millennials are in the same boat.
And oh my God, do you have to do that with your, like, Rent the Runway?
Rent the Runway has a little vestibule at Nordstrom. So I walk my happy ass over there and I drop it off.
That's a nice little walk.
It's a lovely walk and it makes me happy. Otherwise, I would definitely not have the subscription to Rent the Runway.
Yeah.
Facts.
Totally.
No printer. Okay.
Okay. What is your fourth product?
Maybe I shouldn't say this. No. Okay. I'm going to save that opinion for the end before I ruin this review. Okay. Can make mermaid skin gel. This is a sunscreen. It's SPF 50 PA. Okay. I got this from Stylevana, and I was very happy about it because I'd heard really, really good things. And I'm just going to lay it out there. When Charlotte Palermino was on the podcast, she said her favorite sunscreen, I think, at the moment was Beauty of Joseon.
Yes.
I hate that sunscreen. I'm sorry. It's terrible.
To each their own.
I mean, to each their own, but also I hate it. Like, it was not good. I didn't get it. I was like, why are people, like... Yeah. I trust Charlotte, but why is she obsessed with this? For me, it was not a pleasant experience using it. Mm. I don't, there's no other way for me to explain it. I got pilling. And I know that can sometimes be like user error and like other things I was using, but I mean, I use Beauty of Joseon to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that was a terrible experience. Never again. So sorry, Beauty of Joseon. But Can Make was great. It was completely cast free, but it, you know, it's a hybrid of mineral and chemical. So Can Make is a Japanese company, and Korean sunscreens, Japanese sunscreens, always superior in my humble opinion. I really, really liked this. I liked how it looked on my face alone, and I felt that it dried down nicely. So, like, the thing I hate is stickiness after application.
Mm-hmm.
And if it takes a long time to actually dry down, I get pissed. This did not do that. I'm sorry. I'm like, I have no time for this. Just dry. So this dried down nicely. It unfortunately ran out pretty quickly for me. It's 40 grams of product. It's a relatively small tube. So, I mean, I think I went through this in maybe like 3 weeks.
Wow.
Because of the amount I was putting on my face and décolleté each day, mm-hmm. it just went so quickly. But then again, it's $11. So, well, I went through it in 21 days, but it's $11. So.
That's good.
No,
it's
good.
Great price point.
But it's like a baby-sized sunscreen.
I know.
So I think it might be good for travel or like in your purse even. But, like, if you're going to consist – I mean, don't buy just one. Like, stock up. Like, buy at least three. So you have them on hand.
Why don't they make a bigger size?
I don't know. That's a great question. But Stylevana will give Glamgelinos 10% off with the code SHOPGLOSS. If you go onto our Shop Our Shelf, you will see it because we list all the products on our Shop Our Shelf. So that code will be available to you to get 10% off. I would recommend buying like three and having them on hand. Would I buy this again? No. I would not repurchase. Not because I didn't like it and didn't like the experience, but I feel like it was maybe too small for my everyday needs.
So if they made a bigger size, you would?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to have to keep using packaging. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's just
right.
Like, we're give me a big one. It's smaller than, like, I'm trying to compare it size-wise to something. Yeah, that's impossible. I don't know how to compare that. Anyways, it's small. So it's great. And if you were interested in trying it, it really is fabulous. But just know you're going to have to stock up and whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that. Very honest. That was great.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
Ooh.
The last product that I finished is, again, something that I just like have in the shower. I don't even think about it, really. Like, it's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good. Like, it's just, like, yes. Good. So I finished the Outsets Gentle Micellar Antioxidant Cleanser. It's – so here's the rules for, like, a cleanser that's in our shower. I keep it there. One, it has to – Matt has to be able to use it, too. I don't know why. It's just, like, we have – our shower is small, and we have to share it with Zoe.
This is so funny to me because I forget that y'all, like, I have not shared shared a bathroom with Patrick ever.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
We have never shared
a bathroom. That's probably the, like, secret to your successful relationship.
It's the secret to his sanity.
Wow, that's really crazy. I've never, I guess one of the first apartments we lived in, we had two showers, but we still, like, showered in the same shower.
You're like, we still showered together.
No. Oh my God, the height difference. It's, you guys, it's not, no, it's too hard.
Patrick refuses to shower with me. Can I tell you?
Me and Patrick, like, are so the same.
I'm like, let me shower with you. And he's like, why? I'm like, I want to shower with you. Like, what's the big deal?
Oh my God.
He hates it. He's like, absolutely not. I need my moment of peace by myself. I'm like, I want to be showering with you.
Let's, whatever.
Short contact therapy together. Hello, Dr. Zeichner.
Yes, you're right. No, I can't.
Just saying.
I can't. I also.
You're both.
I also scream at Matt, like, get out. But we do share, like, you know, there's not a lot of space in the shower. So I like to be considerate of that. And I'm like, okay, whatever I have in here, Matt has to also be able to use. And similar to, like, Rode BRC, it is just, like, a very gentle cleanser. It's like hydrating. It's like a gel. Do you use it? Have you ever used it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. But wait, what do you mean it's like BRC?
In that it, like, works for all skin types.
Yes, oh, sorry. Okay. I was like, but they're not the same.
Yeah, no. In the way that, like, Rode is good for all skin types, like, is gentle, I think that the Outset is similar.
Yes.
Especially this.
Plays well with others.
Yes, plays well with others, which we, you know, Scarlett and Kate said so, you know, when we had them on the podcast. It's definitely, like, if I'm wearing a lot of makeup, I'm going to need to double cleanse. But if I'm just wearing, like, you know, sunscreen, like a light skin tint, like, I will use this and just, like, massage it in my face, and I find that it works. It's got the hyaluroset complex, which is their, like, botanical alternative to hyaluronic acid. Like, shrug, but great.
Which we still don't know what that is.
Like, shrug. Feels good.
We're like, why? Sure. Why? Yeah. But it works.
Why? But it works.
So whatever.
Yeah. Then it has the cleansing micelles, which helps to dissolve the makeup. Then it's got aminos and it's got antioxidants in it. Again, honestly, don't even care about, like, all the things that are in it, because to me, like, just a good cleanser needs to be able to, like, clean my face and not make it feel stripped afterwards. And this is successful in that. Like, my skin still feels nice and hydrated after, but it feels clean. And Matt is able to use it, and we both have different skin types. I like the bottle. I like the pump. It's just a good experience. It's a good experience. I would... okay, so it's $32. Would I purchase this again?
Sounds like a no.
Here's the thing. I always am looking for that, like, cleanser that plays well with others, like a soy, you know, face cleanser. I'm using the Facile cleanser right now.
Do you like it?
I do.
You know, cleansers are really hard to convert people with. It's the same with mascara, because when I was talking to a product developer about this. when you find a cleanser or a mascara that works for you and you love, converting to another one, it's like slim to none. Like, you really have to be encouraged in some shape, way, or form to like deviate from what you already know.
That's really interesting. That makes sense. So yeah, I mean, I liked it. Like you said with your sunscreen, I liked it. I just don't know that if, you know, I don't have super like sensitive skin. So like I'm able to use other cleansers. I'll ask Matt what he feels. But like in the comments or the reviews, like some people say that they've struggled with allergies and sensitive skin, and this has been like their go-to cleanser. Maybe I wouldn't, but maybe this is something that you should check out if you feel like you have really sensitive skin and you're looking for a new gentle cleanser.
Yeah, I wear too much makeup for this particular. Yeah. Like, it's a good, it's like a decent first cleanse, but I probably would have to wash it. Like, I used my entire sample. Like, when I got the samples, the lab samples, I used it completely, and I took it with me traveling. So I did enjoy using it. But because of the amount of makeup I wear, I did have to use, like, multiple washes for that to achieve.
I think that's why, like, for our partners who don't wear makeup, like, I think that's why this could be, like, that's why Matt likes it, too. Also, if you are the type of person that, like, wants to wash your face in the morning, it's great for that. Like, after a workout, I think it's great. Okay, Kirby, what's your last empty?
Last empty, Skin Better Alto Defense Serum. This is one of those products. God, Sarah, I'm losing my mind. I can't remember anything. Mm-hmm. Maybe we've talked about this product or brand. No, I think I talked about the sunscreen.
I think, you know, I think someone else talked about Skin Better, like a derm.
Well, Tiara Willis did, but prior to that.
No, but prior to that, I think that someone has mentioned Skin Better and you were like, oh, I love Skin Better.
Okay. So Skin Better is a professional brand that you have to buy from like an esthetician or in some type of like derm office. Like, you can't just order it. Not that I believe. Like, when we put it on our shopper shelf, we link to the LA Facialist store, Candace Marino, so you can buy it directly from her. I loved their compact sunscreen. I use it to reapply. It's fabulous. They have Alpharet, which Tiara Willis talked about for acne, which is incredible. But the Alto Defense Serum is the unexpected hero of this brand. I didn't realize how great it was until I stopped using it. Mm. Initially, Candace asked me how I was doing with it, and I was like, it's fine. I don't really see, because there's not like a lactic acid or anything in there that's giving you immediate glow or anything. So I was kind of like, I don't really know. And then I stopped using it. And I'm like, what looks different with my skin? And then I reintroduced it back into my routine because it has antioxidants in it. And I love obviously putting on antioxidants in the morning before my sunscreen. And it really just is the real effing deal. So it's 1 fluid ounce. And it provides the antioxidant protection, but also helps with uneven skin tone and redness. Redness is like the bane of my existence. It's actually, Sarah, why I freaking love the Summer Friday skin tint.
Because it really helps with the redness.
It really does. It's the tiger grass. You're so right. It's the tiger grass. Mariana, you're on the money. I put this on last night and was shook at how quickly my redness dissipated. Because it is not a ton of coverage. It's not like the redness went away because of coverage. It went away because of the product. Incredible. Anyways, so it helps with redness. Right. It has vitamin C and E, 17 other antioxidants to help with free radicals. And it really, truly does reduce the appearance of skin redness. You need to go look at the results on their website. The before and afters are truly, truly amazing. And it's one a ton of awards. It contains coenzyme Q10, which is an ingredient I'm fully obsessed with, and I wish like every single product had it in there, as well as things like licorice extract, which brightens. There's like a blend of like coffee, saffron, and a bunch of other ingredients I can't pronounce to help with vitality and radiance. And I'm going to be frank, this is a beauty investment. Like, this is like a SkinCeuticals level price point. It's $160, but it works if you like SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic, and that's a product that works really well for you. I think you're going to be obsessed with Alto Defense Serum. But the problem is, like, once you stop using it, you're going to see that there's a difference, and you're going to have to keep buying it. So would I buy this? Yes, 100%. They did send it to me, but like, I will buy it from Candace Marino, because I just think Skin Better Science is truly like that brand. They are doing all the right things.
Oh, all right. I need some.
Need it.
I think your skin will love it. You will love it, but your skin will love it too.
Great. Those are some good empties. I want to know, Glams, what your empties are. Maybe we'll play it on our Tuesday episode.
All right, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.